Welcome to another episode of Padaku Panda. Today we are talking about commercials that have been ingrained in our brain since we were children.
Ayana Ujala,
Char Bundo Wala. Tip.
Off the bat, there are two ads that always stood out. Like if someone said, good ad. And I was like, the Happy Dent ad, dude.
The one with the shining teeth?
Yeah. That ad, it was so impactful that I remember watching it the first time I saw it. So basically the ad starts and the whole time you're wondering, what is this about? What is going on? There's this guy, he's running to the mahal, okay? And it's that old like Rajgharana sort of Rajasthani household, or like royal household, where, you know, like there's ladies who are swimming and like it's so elaborate. And like the Rani is playing badminton, and everywhere there are these people sitting in place of like light posts. Like, and as the ad keeps progressing, you see ऐसा road के side पे ऐसा light post के lamp post के ऊपर ऐसा आदमी चढ़ रहा है और खड़ा हो रहा है, and you're like, what's going on? And then besides the pool, ऐसा people are standing. Besides the badminton court, people are standing. And as the ad progress gets weirder and weirder, inside the castle, people are putting on lampshades and all over. Like, what is going on? And finally, the main guy who you're following, who's running through all of this, he's basically the center of a human chandelier made out of people. And the king is about to eat, and quickly he puts a Happy Dent in his mouth, and then he smiles like that, and the light comes on to the Raja's food, and he angles it as up perfectly, and all the lights come on. And the song, man, the jingle with this one. Tera dil roshan, tera man roshan, tera dil roshan, tera man roshan. Tera dil roshan, tera man roshan, ye jahan. It's such a good track. Na 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 na. And once the lights go on, full madness breaks out. The chandelier lights up. Then we see the Rani playing badminton in a light which is coming out of people's teeth. And my favorite tiny shot is there is a shadi going on and the people hanging from the ceiling, and they are the disco, like the lights, like the series lights that come on in like Diwali. It's them. And
you know what I purely like about this ad?
Amazing.
It's quite bizarre. You won't forget it, right?
Yeah.
But I cannot imagine choosing this aspect of Happy Dent to make an ad about.
No, I feel
it's
like
a chewing gum, fine. You know, it's a minty, fresh chewing gum, fine. But they decided to make the teeth whitening thing their main thing.
But that's what Happy Dent advertises as. That's Happy Dent. It's supposed to be a dental cleaner, teeth whitener, whatever.
Hey, but you know what? I've heard very weird things about Happy Dent.
Like what?
Like it forms a layer over your teeth and you shouldn't be using a Happy Dent.
Yeah, okay. It's not like I'm a big fan of the chewing gum.
That is the luminescent layer
that they were reflecting on. But like, you cannot forget that Happy Dent shines teeth so brightly that people become light bulbs. It was so memorable.
So intense. Can you imagine coming up with this idea though? I can't.
For me, two things is impressive about this. It's that A, people came up with it and pitched it, and B, it was approved and budgeted.
And dude, it was an intense ad. It was a lot of set. It was a lot of visual effects.
The
dude,
amount of money they must have spent on it, because it was not a chotu ad. It was massive. Like, usme ek feature film ban jata hai indie logo ka. As a budget tha uska. It was very cool.
Damn.
That is one. And the second one is an old school one. It's like one I remember from literally my childhood. So MTR has these ready to eat mixes or ready to like easy to cook mixes. And one of their ads I remember was a Mahabharat ad. Like, I'm not sure that you remember it, but it's the Rava Idli ka mix. And it's done in the, you know, the old Mahabharat show mein when wars used to happen. It was very, very simplistic war. It wasn't like two armies battling. It was like one side mein one god would take like one tir. And then that tir would be just that one weapon going against the villain. And then the villain would have like one tir. And these would meet. And usually first the villain would win. And like only the tir.
No, you won't come to know who's winning actually. What would happen is they would just meet. And they would like slow down when they were meeting.
Yeah.
And then there would be an explosion over here.
Yeah. And sometimes they were sneaky because it's a villain. Or it would be something else. Like, so they took that concept and they put it to a freaking rava idli, dude.
How did they do that?
So the, like, yeah, the king is here, the hero clearly, and then the villain is over there, and they're also the minions, the people, the sipai log fighting. Okay, all of this is going on. So first the king takes one bun and it's like something impressive, and then the villain shoots like a like another evil head, and it kind of the it bursts each other basically. It doesn't reach the villain, and all the sipai are like, oh.
Like a tennis match. Just watching.
And then another time I saw that, oh, and then finally the king realizes that he has rava, MTR rava idli. He takes that thing out and he puts that, and then he fires it, and then idli goes into the mouth of the enemy. And the war is won. And that was the ad. It was, I think, 30 seconds or less. But visually, it was so powerful.
I feel like people are not thinking out of the box anymore, dude. I feel...
Now the ads are safer.
What? What? So, okay, so this thing of something getting stuck in someone's mouth. Or that reminded me of another ad.
Yeah.
So when Polo used to make ads...
mint with a hole.
Yeah.
I remember.
It was like real classy in the end and all. Suddenly, they used to become Peppa Pig in the end.
No, but I'm like, why is the whole important?
But... Are you, dude? You won't understand. You just won't.
Cool.
That's why Polo was different, because it had a hole in it. Anyway.
Oh man.
Why are Bobbies have holes? But anyway, so
I have nothing against holes. I should stop talking sometimes. Please, Somya, continue your point.
So there was this random ass Polo ad. It was an India versus Australia match, and there was a cameraman who basically picks up a Polo. And then he looks through it, okay? And when he does that, the batsman gets a hole in his bat.
What?
Yeah. Do you need logic here? Never mind. So the batsman gets a hole in his bat and India is batting.
Huh.
So the Australian kind of like throws the ball.
What's
and
the
it gets,
height of India, Australia?
And it gets stuck in the bat. Then this dude looks at the bat and he starts fucking running full speed, and everyone's following him like kabaddi is going. And then he, like, literally like kabaddi, everyone climbs on top of him. He's reaching the boundary, and then he puts his bat like that, and he just tick, and then he out. And then it ends with the cameraman going, and he eats the ball when he continues his walk.
Do you remember when Polo started selling the holes?
Yeah, dude, that was pretty hardcore.
Yeah,
I feel like they totally went the donut direction, you know. Yeah. Donuts can sell and donut holes can also sell.
I was so impressed by the decision, because your entire marketing was Polo is a mint with the hole. So you are like, the only cool thing about us is that there is a hole. And then you decide to sell the whole holes. Like a packet of holes.
I'm very offended that you said that's the only cool thing about Polo.
I'm saying that's how they marketed themselves. I'm not saying.
No, but I just feel like
it's not a good product.
Ads used to be so impressive in the sense that they were not really related to the product. They used to just throw the product in somewhere.
Yeah.
And the concept of the product used to come out. Like, theek hai, you know, the bat has a hole now.
Yeah, so mint with a hole, bat with a
what
hole.
What would it make you think of? Polo.
So anyway,
that
you
was
saw
the whole idea.
A hole there where it shouldn't be, you're like, Polo. Odd choice of focusing, you know, what's your USP, so to speak.
Hmm.
But again, like, I feel all these ads come post the era of where you were so into the brand. As I like, the advertisers and the makers of the products were making out with their product. Like, there was this whole series of ads in the, like, early, late 80s, early 90s, where it was all about pyar with the product.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, nowadays, the ads have gone like a little, like, they do the hatke thing.
Hmm.
You know, like, teda hai par mera hai, like, kurkure and all of that. But back in the day, it was Rasna Ka, there was this very old ad, which was like, I love you, Papa. I remember. And I was like, what? What? I also, do you remember there was this, there was Karishma Kapoor in one of the Rasna ads for Rasna Coca-Cola. I remember the Karishma Kapoor Rasna Cola ad specifically because it irritated me even when I was a child. So I remember this was so long ago that Rasna Cola ka packet was for 50 paise. When was the last time something was for 50 paise? that you could use that coin.
Good days, good days.
Anyway, so Karishma Kapoor and her annoying fake daughter are there. And so basically, she puts two aisa, it looks like Coke or something on the table. And the child goes something like, Cola, Cola. And she goes, no, it's Kala, Kala. And like Kala, Kala Rasna. And or something weird like that. And the ad ends with her saying, it's healthy, it's better. Basically, it's better than having carbonated drinks. And the ad ends with, I love, love you. You, Rasna, Rasna, Cola, Cola. That irritated me so much. I used to imagine. Just my visceral hate, I remember that particular.
Why did they do that?
I love, love you, you.
Can you imagine the whole point of that ad was that some two random people in the future will be talking about on their podcast and going, I fucking hated this. Why you made?
Because clearly Rasna ka that I love you is something they went hard on. From like,
I love you, Rasna.
Yeah, that old I love you, so they stuck to it. But they doubled down because it's Cola Cola and it's Kala Kala. Same with like the old Cadbury ad also. Hmm. It was Ye Swaad Hai Zindagi.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, where she's dancing on the cricket field.
Hmm.
And it went from Swaad Hai Zindagi Ka to like another avenue where they were like, how do we make it like a mithai? And they were like, Shubharam ke liye you should have.
Haan.
You should have
like Cadbury. Instead of having dahi shakkar, you should have that.
Yeah. Then it moved on to become a little more like kitna maza aata duniya Cadbury ka ho jata.
Oh fuck, I forgot about that.
That was animated, right?
Yeah.
That was an animated ad.
Yikes. Kitna maza aaye re duniya dairy milk ki ban jaye.
Dairy milk ki ban ja raha hai specifically. And like now, like then it went to like full as a teenage love.
Haan, but damn, Cadbury Dairy Milk has gone through like the most biggest phases that you can point out.
Like from, imagine, Ye Swaad Hai Zindagi Ka. Okay, like see how broad, philosophical that branding is. To kiss me.
Mm-hmm. Dude, but I think they were just trying to be relevant. You know? It's so evident that they were trying to be relevant. Like they went from that, they went from appealing to everyone. To appealing to people who they knew were watching TV, say for example.
Correct. Yeah.
And you know, like then they were growing older, so then they had to also like move their age group
also,
up.
Also, I mean those old ads, right? Like Ye Swaad Hai Zindagi Ka wala era of ads was literally the first ads to ever come on TV. So the audience was completely, it was a blank slate. They had never seen anything like it. So you could literally tell them all these things for the first time. Like, your life will be better if you use this. And they believed it. Mm. Not even I believed it. Like, life.
I think the funniest part of that Cadbury Dairy Milk ad was the way the dude, like, Sharma fires when she runs out on the.
I think we should, like, thoda sa explain the ad. So it's a cricket field, intense moment. And there's this one lady in the crowd, she's eating Cadbury. And
mind you, that was when Cadbury was very dildar with how much Cadbury Dairy Milk they used to put in one packet. Oh, they were like, she's like a big ass bar that she's holding.
Yeah, and he hits a 6, okay, like in this ahem moment. And so much she cannot contain her joy that she breaks through the, like the rink is the wrong word, the field. And basically, she starts dancing as around the empire. And when that is happening, I'm guessing the cricketer is supposed to be uska boyfriend or jo bhi hai.
He
like Sharmao fights with his giant ass.
Yeah, like there's just a side profile of him. And like he's just like.
Like, oh. And then like she hugs him. And then Ye Swaad Hai
Zindagi. But those were such simpler times, na? Like if you wanted to show that someone is Sharma fan, you just show someone is Sharma fan. Like you wouldn't hide that. You wouldn't be like, hi, I have to show it, but subtle.
And one of these ads that I was looking up, like doing the research, dude, it literally said, one of the comments was, my eyes are in tears. This was my childhood. I was like, this is so much attachment for ads, man.
So Akansha, what do you think is the biggest difference between the ads from then and now? We've already spoken that, you know, they were probably more far out.
You mean the 90s?
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like since that was the time where television was the best medium to put the ads on because everyone watched TV. There was no alternative.
And there were constant commercial breaks.
Yeah, like literally the reason that whole the set-top box became a thing is so that you could avoid the ads. And then of course the internet, then you're like, we have to ad.
But हम तो ad ही ad देखेंगे.
Unless you're like on YouTube, it's ad ही ad देखेंगे. But they had a captive audience, and so there was a lot of creativity that went in there because you're like, okay, we have 30 seconds. What is the best we can do? Because now,
so it was like options. The Super Bowl of India.
Yeah, that whole era was literally like the best of the best that a brand could do.
Right.
And I think because they were running on TV and we had no option but to see them, we remember them also at that time. Mm-hmm. Right. So having that captive audience, dude.
That's the biggest difference. Yeah. Yeah.
And इसलिए it stays in our head because हजार बार सुना है वो सब. ये मौसम ठंडे डर्मी कूल का डूड क्या आलाप लेता है उस गाने में. एंड इट्स जस्ट लाइक चुपती चलती गर्मी ऐसा हार्श सन एंड घम. It, this was an ad about Ghamoria, and I remember.
Dude,
it
that is so how I was introduced to the concept of Ghamoria. Okay, I did not know what it was.
So, like normally, like I do feel that Hindi has a lot more flavor than English. Like bhavukness aata, I think Ghamoria is a very good example of that because in English it's called prickly heat, which is such a gentle name for Ghamoria, which is a ghamasan problem.
You know what cancel an ad?
Who?
It's Kailash Khera.
Damn, that is pretty cool. Yeah, I understand the alap.
Yeah, of course.
But I feel like because this 90s ka music era, right? Mm. So much music went into even the ad music.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just the jingles, but even like they actually capitalized on that people were into pop. Do you remember the Nescafe ad? It starts literally in a studio.
Yeah.
Like
full use kiya hai wo.
Nescafe. And full on, like she's like singing and like things are happening. Shuru har din aise. I remember.
Oh, shuru har pal aise.
Nescafe. When I see now, I'm like, this is only because of how indie pop was doing at that time.
And they
like,
actually, they had realized the power of the jingle. Like, if you have like a strong and captivating enough jingle that people would remember, they would remember your product if you put it in the jingle.
That's so true.
Like, Dermicool, why would I remember? I never used Dermicool, okay? I never ever bought Dermicool for myself. I never did.
Yeah.
And I still remember that product was called Dermicool because of the jingle.
They're very, very powerful. I think in jingles, like, you get like the greatest hits of 90s ads if you just go through the jingles.
Arre, and you know, then they moved into that phase where they realized the jingles were a thing and they started bringing A.R. Rahman and all to make their brand
which
songs.
Which one was by A.R. Rahman?
So the Airtel one was by A.R. Rahman. The Hero Motocore one was by A.R. Rahman.
I remember the Hero one.
Yeah. Humme hai hero. That was a full song only. Full music video bana liya Hero Motocore ne. Ek bhi shayad ek one incident that they showed in that was like this man trying to teach his daughter or wife how to ride a bike, and that was the only time an actual vehicle featured in that song.
Oh, damn.
I'm not even calling it an ad, it's a song.
Song ke liye Oi Bubbly is also there na.
Oh yeah,
dude, what a production. It had Amitabh Bachchan, Preeti Zinta. It had who? And bichara Amitabh Bachchan, they made him dance and all, not do the bubbly. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oi bubbly, oi bubbly,
be my lover bubbly.
And it's like a step like this, and then he roams around, like he does a circle like that. And I'm like, what?
Was that the Jhoom Barabar Jhoom phase?
I have no idea. But I remember that that was a full song. It used to play on like MTV
Pepsi
and all.
Ka tha na,
Pepsi ka Oi Bubbly was a huge campaign. I mean, I think they were trying to rival the Aamir Khan Coca-Cola, which is mind-blowing.
It is so weird. Okay, so say you were an actor, okay?
Yeah.
And you were like, you know, mere ko bahut time se movie nahi mil raha hai. So mere ko portfolio ke liye kuch pieces chahiye. I feel like that's how that Coca-Cola campaign came into being. Like literally, they went to Aamir Khan like, I don't want to do
just
this.
One.
I don't want to do this unless I have some pieces for my portfolio. So they were like, what do you mean? Yeah. And then he was like, can you give me something where I can play multiple roles, different people? And
I think very memorable, the thanda matlab Coca-Cola. It became so memorable. some of his pieces in that, especially like the Mumbai one. Hey, baal ki dukaan chal thanda nikal.
Yeah, arey, and it was all about him just calling people things. Like so literally true. What it was.
In another one where he's like clearly like UP MP mein, that was the 5 rupees ka coke. Do you remember that time coke was for 5 rupees? Chota coke used to get. So basically these two pretty like ladies from the gaon, they come and the coke is there. They buy coke and the guy says it's for 6 bucks. And Aamir Khan is just saying, "Wo hand pump mein haath dho raha hai."
And he's dressed like that, you know. They wear full khaki, like, but it's not policeman. The thing is out.
He's like
it's a uniform only.
Yeah, he's basically a government officer. You can just tell that much by his outfit and his fake Ray-Bans. And basically, he comes and he asks a series of questions, and the answer is 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, "And aur fir coke kitne ka hua?" And then he was like, 5.
Then he's like, "To phez dho ke aaiye aur 1 rupya lutaiye, chaliye." And I remember that because I used to use it with my friends. Like that's how I was like, "Phez dho ke aaiye."
Okay, so what I remember particularly from this campaign was this one time, this one of these ads was he's in a college canteen or something, and he goes up to the dude and he says, "Thanda do," and he gives him a Fanta looking thing, and he was like, "Maine thanda bola tha na," and this is like ingrained in my skull, okay? Ah. This sound that the dude who is behind the counter makes. Thandai to hai!
This is the baal ki dukaan one only. Yeah. Thandai to hai! But for me, the most memorable one of that series was where he's being a Sherpa.
Dude, that was very problematic. It was very hard for me to watch that.
Dude, I'll tell you why it's the most memorable besides being high. Do you not remember the Japanese tourist one?
All were very problematic. Exactly. See, I'm telling you now, it was that only. Aamir Khan was like, "Give me a list of characters that I can play." The dude is like, "I don't know. You only give me a list." And Aamir Khan was like, "Sherpa."
But the Sherpa Japanese one, I remember watching it with my granddad.
Hmm.
And by the way, I did not recognize that was Aamir Khan at all. And my granddad said, "Ye to Aamir Khan lag raha hai." And I was like, "No, dadu, what are you saying?" And in the end, when he goes, "Sabji, sochta nahi hai, hai," I was like, fuck. Mind blown. That was Aamir Khan being such a convincing Sherpa person. Being like, "Ooh, tiger hai, bhakri ka ta bhakri."
Dude, honestly, I feel like ads have come such a long way. Like just before this Aamir Khan one, that's just after, I guess. You remember the Hrithik Aishwarya Coca-Cola ad?
That is old. It's an older campaign.
Achha, it's an older one.
This is a Coke campaign, I remember.
But that one was a full movie only.
They're in college.
Yeah, they do.
Basically,
that.
It's kuch kuch hota hai.
And they have a Coke.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're like ting ting, and it's intertwined. Karke they drink Coke. So bad. And the names are the most Bollywood names ever.
Rohit and Tina.
Why you called it Coke? And you said it's kuch kuch hota hai in short.
Actually, it was like a weird mix of kabhi khushi kabhi gham. Because Hrithik Roshan was there playing that exact character, same to same.
But that's the only character he can play though in all those movies. He's just, no, he's just Hrithik Roshan.
In Mujhse Dosti Karogi, he was such a weirdo.
But I'm very proud of him.
So yeah, that whole Coke ad was an entire movie. And this whole genre of long phase ads, like long ads, was just so funny to me. Yeah. Because I think the funniest long ad I've ever seen is the Tata Sky one. Do you remember this?
No.
It was 3 minutes long. It was 3 to 4 minutes
that
long.
That is a short film.
It was a short film only. Yeah. But the whole concept and the ad was called Prison Break. Theek hai? And
no memory of this.
So the whole concept of this ad was that there are some foreigners who are in a jail in India.
Yeah.
And they are trying to break out. So they make full plan. They're like, "Is din India Pakistan ka match hai. Everyone will be busy. We are going to break out of this jail." The whole ad is about their plan and how they try to escape. And in the end, they get caught by the warden because the warden is recording the match on Tata Sky.
Oh, dude.
What is happening?
What a long winding way to get to the point. Can I on the spot come up with an alternative concept?
Can you? Let's see.
Okay, I feel like it could be that there is India, like Pakistan match going on, and a dad is like really into it. Gender roles have to be like this only, okay? Please pardon. But he's having a baby. Like, okay, his wife is like, my water just broke, I have to go to the hospital. He's like, damn. But then he remembers Tata Sky, and then he puts it on record.
Yeah, it won't be a prison break, but
kind of, the baby, never mind. But but I'm saying it gets to the point of you can record and not miss moments.
That's true.
Speaking of prison break, do you remember Javed Jafri and Maggie?
Like Javed Jafri and Maggie feels like a dissertation.
So true. And not for like, not for the regular Maggie, which by the way, again, 5 rupees was very popular. 5 rupees ka Maggie lana, 5 rupees ka Maggie khana, subah dupahar shaam ko Maggie, Maggie, Maggie. If you have subah dupahar shaam ko Maggie, something very sad is going on.
No, daddy, dude, you know, my biggest fear is that if I have Maggie even 2 times in a row, like 2 days in a row, this thing that I don't know, my mom or some auntie only must have told me that if you eat Maggie, then your intestines ke andar, there will be a layer of Maggie that forms.
Do you remember that these brands are so powerful that there was like lead or something in Maggie and people were like, I don't care. I want Maggie
back.
Hey,
please, they keep saying that Kurkure has plastic and I never care. Kurkure is the best. It has pani puri mein susu rehta hai, fir bhi log khate hai wo.
Why do you keep bringing this up?
Because it was amazing when that came in the news that someone is mixing urine in pani puri ka pani. I was like, wow.
Even Cadbury had
ganda pani dal lete yaar.
Stop talking about this. So Maggie had lead in it, people did not care. And then they did that whole Mary Maggie, my nostalgia, my college days. They
nostalgia,
really
dude.
Forced that.
Nostalgia
so
is
hard.
A tsunami.
And after that, or before that, at some point, Cadbury had insect kanda in it. And then they picked up like the big guns and they're like, Big B is the only one who can solve this problem. And Amitabh Bachchan was like in a factory being like, I trust Cadbury and so should you. Remember this?
Yeah.
No, so actually, Amitabh Bachchan had to do that act because someone sued Amitabh Bachchan for the insect being found in Cadbury. And he was the brand ambassador.
Crazy. I mean, like,
the power of ads, though. Have you, like, can you see this? Like, they didn't sue Cadbury.
Yeah, they were like, Amitabh Bachchan, it's your fault. People believe you.
Not Cadbury.
But speaking of power of ads, man, it's like something very specific that I remember. Is the Dil Maange More of Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge series. The whole Dil Maange More series. You know that huge Shahid Kapoor ad is there.
Oh my god. Can we just talk about that ad for like 2 minutes yeah. right here. Okay. So Shahid Kapoor was a baby wee child when that ad was shot.
That's
and
so
he
cool.
looked like he was 14 or 15 years old at max. And already that boy looks very young. It's so bizarre. If you ever see that ad today, you'll be like, this man became Kabir Singh.
Like,
it'll be very confusing to you.
Yeah.
But in that ad, he was like this tiny little boy who was wearing a white t-shirt, uske upar shirt, uske niche baggy, like baggy
shirt,
trousers,
which
not even
the
jeans.
The style of the night.
Right? And then he comes and he sits and he's alone. It's in alone in the night
theater.
For some reason.
In
the theater. And then he's watching something and Rani Mukherjee is on the screen.
Yeah.
And then she comes dancing out on the screen. And then like, you know, there's a full dance party, she takes him out, and all this while Shahid Kapoor looks like a tiny ass human being.
Yeah.
And Rani Mukherjee looks like his mom. Theek
and
hai?
By the way, they come out of the theater, this whole dancing thing is happening, pura street mein abhi party chal raha
hai. Now street party is going on.
Haan.
And then suddenly
this truck comes,
this
in
this giant container truck comes,
Pepsi
instead
comes.
Of you know the usual Maersk sea line and whatever written on the side is written Pepsi. Theek hai? And then Shah Rukh Khan is doing chaiya chaiya on top of that.
Like, chaiya, chaiya. And
it's
then,
a full jingle about Pepsi only. Dil Maange More.
And then a bike comes, dude. Like a bike comes in. And after that, the helmet comes off and Kajol is inside that helmet.
But okay, I think it's very important to note here that there are constant cuts to Shahid Kapoor who's going...
I know. Like, and he's fist bumping Shah Rukh Khan and head bumping and I'm getting hot. And like, this happening. So yeah, so Kajol comes in on a bike, takes off the helmet, she's full glam girl, and then Shahid Kapoor sits
behind her and they ride off into the night. Excuse me. And the party is going on. What was that ad about? Let us do analysis. What was that ad about?
Just the whole ad is just extra. That is what the ad is about. And she rides off, a grown woman rides off with this baby boy on the bike, and that's where the ad ends, the Dil Maange More comes. I don't know.
Dude, this thing, kya bolte usko, Ramanujan style. I have an axe to grind. I feel like you cannot do this. You cannot show all these things in snippets on TV, expect us to forget about it and be like, it's okay, don't think about it.
Yeah, it's so overwhelming. I remember the Dil Maange More ad that I actually remember without having to research anything was Sachin. Basically, it's like a bunch of kids in a village. Mm. All have Sachin masks on.
Oh, yeah.
And then like...
It was creepy.
And then one mask lifts and there's Sachin inside it. And everyone goes, Sachin? And then he goes, Ye Dil Maange More. And then Sachin says, Aha. And I remember that Aha so clearly, dude. And... The reason we went on this trip was when you said the power of ads, though. Ye Dil Maange More. I remember one of the officers in Kargil, after he captured a particular hill point, he was talking about that victory and he basically said that his battalion's personal motto was Ye Dil Maange More. And it became like a rally cry.
Damn.
He was like, in his next operation, he was martyred. But... Mm. Look at the power of that advertisement. And it makes sense, Ye Dil Maange More, for like a young officer who very sweet and candidly said this on like, I think it was the coverage that made Barkha Dutt super famous. It's like this is one of the interviews. Crazy.
That's amazing.
Ads were like super powerful, man.
Dude, we coming back to Javed Jafri. So, Javed Jafri did an entire series of ads for Maggi tomato ketchup.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys remember this, but there were a lot of tomato ketchups at that time. Ketchup sounds nice.
Cool.
There were a lot of tomato ketchups at that time. And one was sweet and sour, one was imli, like that. That also used to be, they used to sell like ketchup only, imli, yeah. Imli
and
chutney.
And the advertising literally said, kabhi, kabhi chutney, kabhi sauce. It's different, boss. How much I remember.
And it's different was Maggie's like thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's the tagline.
It's different used to come up everywhere. Mm. And Javed Jafri, there was a whole series of ads which was connected.
Mm.
Like it was about him in jail.
Yeah.
And then there were these shots where they show that he's been released. Mm. Then there was another ad where he breaks out of jail.
Yeah.
And like this entire thing is about how he's surviving in jail on a Maggi tomato ketchup. Because they are giving him like really shitty food.
But the tomato ketchup is what's making the food delicious. So 20 years in jail.
So they throw like this khakra chapati into his like jail cell. And then he catches it like that. And then he uses that to cut a tile in the and under that, that's like beautifully kept
Maggi.
But see the power of this shit though. Like we still remember it. It was really random and it was all just Javed Jafri. Like it
if
was
you
just
take him out of the equation, there is no ad. Like nothing there. And then they moved away from the prison aesthetic. And the last one of that series with Javed Jafri doing the Maggi ad is where he's dressed as a woman, as in he's the wife of this man, and the man goes, like, basically he's put like a slice of bread in front of him and he's like, what, yeah, I used to make such good food for me or something, like he's complaining that the food is like just bread. And then Javed Jafri's like, "Ek minute," and puts like sauce on it. And the dude, the husband, is basically like, sauce, and she's like, shh. He's like, this is Maggi hot and sweet chili sauce. And then the guy takes a bite, the husband, and he's like, or something. And then Javed Jafri's like, tumko laga tha kya kabhi tumko aisi hot and sweet wife milegi? And
it's evident that they're putting all these words in there because the Maggi people were like, these all words should come in the ad. Please make sure.
The husband's like, you are so different, Janu. The husband is Nawazuddin Siddiqui. I remember this ad. And I completely forgot that it was Nawazuddin Siddiqui. And he's doing a great job, by the way. He's 100% believable.
I think it would have been weird if he wasn't believable. Because that we would have remembered.
Yeah, it's like so smoothly fitting.
It's just how things go, you know. The evil that men do lives after them.
Speaking of bizarre ads that really worked, I think nobody nails it better than Fairy Quick. Like, that really, for me, was one of my favorite ads growing up. I used to wait for when it would come on TV. There's this as a hoity-toity man, as a bere pehen rakha usne. He's fishing, okay, and he's been clearly...
Are you talking about Fevicol or Fevikwik?
Fevikwik.
Right.
Aisa, he's, you know, fishing. He's clearly been there for very long. And then, like, this South Indian... obviously, it was a racist portrayal of a South Indian person because it's the 90s and nothing is a problem. And comes singing as loudly. And that man is like, shh! And he's rolling his eyes and all. And then he goes, Rend a stick. And puts it in the water. And then suddenly his whole body starts shaking.
Okay, I understand all that. I understand the concept of this ad. But why you need to make all those sounds? When he's walking away.
Out of that, it's completely in English. And I realized that in the 80s, since TVs...
This reminds me of another ad, huh?
Since the TV was such a rare commodity, they assumed that only like a certain class of people would have it. And those are an English-speaking audience. All the ads were in English, not in the 80s. It's so weird for me to go see.
I think they were trying to appeal to a certain demographic.
Yeah.
And they were like really going for it, like full on.
I don't remember from my childhood because it was born in the 90s. But I remember, so my mom told me about it, was an ad for Hamda Chinkara. Okay, it's basically a tonic. It has Javed Jafri in it, who is doing like the robot dance throughout. He's basically an office worker. And everyone's like, he's working so hard, he's going to collapse. And finally, he like, winds down. And he's a brilliant dancer, dude. It's an amazing ad. Please, guys, go see it. And they're like, Hamda Chinkara is like a good tonic. But the VO is Brit. It's a Brit VO. It's like, Hamda Chinkara. Like, I can't even do it. Like, I don't have that voice quality of, like, a Brit VO. Like, trusted by... Aisa karke bolta hai wo.
Who were they trying to appeal to?
No, but all the ads in the 80s are like this. They had a British
VO. Very true. Very true.
Liril ka the first ad, the girl is in, like, a bikini and all that. Then Pretty Zinta came
and
did
the... Dude, please, yeah. No, dude, please go and watch the Liril ka first ad. Because I feel like it's hilarious. It's just super cut of this woman who's, like, in a shower, essentially. And she's just, like...
And doing this the entire time.
It's nothing but that.
But then even the Preeti Zinta one where she's drumming on leaves is pretty insane. And a personal story about that. So the la, 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 la. I used to love that tune so much that I used to sing it in school between classes. And my partner who used to sit behind me used to find it drama. Used to find it so annoying that she used to poke a compass into my back every time I used to sing it. But I used to still sing it. My pinafore had holes.
It's called commitment.
I know.
It's called commitment to an act.
Like, speaking of nutso ads, Amul Macho. Ye toh bada toy.
Dude, we had like, I feel like Ganji ads are its own thing here. It's a genre of film. Ganji ads. You have to choose your genre. Are you like the loving, supporting dad at home? Are you the Bollywood saving random damsel in distress person? Choose your poison and then go with it.
So the Amul Macho ka ye toh bada toying hai ka first ad was literally this woman coming to a dhobi ghat and all the other not so fabulous wives are like giving her dirts and then she sits down and pulls out a chaddi. And then she's like, it is so stretchable because he is so well endowed. And then she beats the hell out of that chaddi. And then it's like, ye toh bada toying hai. And I thought this was as cringy sexual as it could get, but they managed it.
They were like, our next ad should be even like in 2000.
An orangutan steals the Amul Macho chaddi and then women are attracted to the orangutan.
Was this around the same time that the Axe Dio space stuff was coming out?
I think.
Because I feel like it's the same concept, but they were like, how to use this very famous ad campaign and make it our own.
I don't know why, but it's memorable, I guess. I mean... द बड़े आराम से इज आई फील अ मच बेटर कैंपेन इज
या फॉर श्योर
बट ये तो बड़ा टॉइंग है इज अनफॉरगेटेबल.
पता नहीं कौन सा सुपर ह्यूमन इलास्टिक मिल गया था इन लोगों को. यू आर पुटिंग इन द प्रोडक्ट एंड वी वर लाइक वी हैव टू एडवर्टाइज दिस इलास्टिक.
आई विल नेवर एवर फॉरगेट दैट एड. I was horrified beyond belief.
One of the most amazing Lifebuoy ads that I remember was this girl who was dressed in a red t-shirt.
Okay.
Who was like eating and her friends were like, Zyada khaegi, moti ho jayegi. And she was like, I don't care. And
I don't care.
No, now listen to when that I don't care part comes. It's like, ye teri skin ko kya hua? And there's a pimple on her cheek.
Is that
and
nice
then they're like, ab kaho, I don't care.
These are the friends she has. She should first re-examine her life and forget about the pimple.
Dude, that all these words are again like plastered on the inside of my skull.
The I don't care is like, oh God. So classic. And then, I don't know, she puts that, pimple goes away, she gets a boy, some nonsense like all these ads, I mean, porns and all is all, oh God, so horrible.
Again, another genre of film. These fair and lovely.
Fair and lovely, though, it's like, if you were fair, you would get a better standard of living.
Yeah. You will get job, you will get husband, you will get your baby. Your like, Santu Raja, like, your baby gets to say, ye to meri mom hai.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Santur ads. Do you remember Saridon ka song?
Sirf ek Saridon, aur sardar se aaram.
Bada nahi, peeda
nahi. Na rahe, something na rahe, sirf ek
Saridon. Sukh aur shanti ke liye, sirf ek. You know why I said bada nahi, peeda nahi? Because I remember the Telugu version.
Aray, same, what?
The Telugu version. Okate, Saridon. తరును పివి వారించును బాధ లేదు పీడ లేదు సుఖము శాంతి నించును ఒకటే సారిడాన్. ఐ రిమెంబర్ ఇట్ సో
so much effort they had to put to make Indian ad, na? They have to make it in all
so
languages.
Languages
and like they had to like make it rhyme in
I
every language.
I remember a Coke jingle, see, because I lived all over the country. I remember a Coke jingle which is in Tamil and I still don't know what it means.
Oh, I think you've told me this before.
In school.
Yes.
Coca-Cola, Kuduchikala, Vanatile, Dililala. This is just, it lives inside my head, this information.
Ramon
Yeah?
Ramon?
Ramon.
Ramon, no, Ramon made it.
That goes with the Ramon one of the songs.
Maybe, dude. Because I was, I'll tell you when I was in Chennai. I joined school in Chennai, like that's how small I was. And I remember they used to come to our school with like products and all. This was back in the day when they used to do product testing on children.
this was a time in our country. What? Why is it? What?
They used to come to big schools and like Cadbury used to give like flavors they've not yet launched and be like, how do you like it? You know, things like that. And I remember Coca-Cola got us all children together and we were like, Coca-Cola, Kudichikala.
Kya ye? Dude, but again, jingle. I remember everything that Benadryl does because of the jingle. Benadryl hame de, de khasi se aaram. Two, Benadryl hame de, zukham se aaram. Three, Benadryl hame de, gale ki kharash se aaram. What better way to make sure you remember that this thing does all
like,
these things?
You don't even have to go to the doctor. You can prescribe it to the doctor. Like, sir,
so you remember this Benadryl hame de thing?
What it really is it knocks you out.
Dude, I think we are going to have to put this somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
But we did not talk about center fruit all this while.
And have to talk
I
about
feel like center fruit and center shock were like some of the most epic ads I had seen on TV because they were different that time.
So I think one of the first visual effects I ever saw was the old All Out ad where the All Out ka machine becomes
the
frog.
3D little All Out with the feet.
Dude, this is going to sound very sweet, but it was so convincing that me and my brother used to stay awake at night hoping that the All Out thing would transform into a frog. We used to try and keep each other up, like just staring at the All Out thing.
Oh, so cute.
I forgot all about that. There's a reason why it was like the golden era of advertisements. It's because you really forced all the creativity in like that. Itus our time.
Yeah.
And that's still true.
And it was the Super Bowl of India. Like that was, you have like 5 minutes between, like 2 minutes, 3 minutes between.
Yeah.
And usme you have 15 seconds. What you are going to do?
And you have to be like, I have to do everything in that. And people managed it. They pulled it out. Even now the time limit exists. Because like social media, people are like 15 seconds se aadha log nahi dekhenge. Time limit exists, but you don't have that captive audience. Like maybe I'm never going to see that ad you made for 15 seconds. But there everyone watched it because TV was the only thing.
Absolutely.
It was the only thing.
Absolutely.
Man, what a time. Like so I have become trip. One of those comments under the YouTube section.
I remember when this was a thing.
Golden era. My eyes are in tears. Hey, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as we did. And why don't you tell us what your favorite ads are right here in the comment section, and we would love to check them out.
Yeah, we definitely look at them.
Yep. And
Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon if you like our content, and you will definitely get notified when we upload.
Yes, press all them buttons.
New episode every Friday.
We'll see you guys next time.